navigating to the causal plane. As I said in class, please allow these frequencies to come to you. If you reach for them, then you will jump into my field. And then we have untangling work to do. So sit back and relax. And as the notes of a symphony might reach your ears, allow these frequencies to reach you. Be sure you're grounded and you're upright. This is an embodied, wakeful meditation. We'll begin in the third subplane of the astral. That will feel completely natural to you because you spend most of your time here. Moving your awareness up one subplane to the second subplane of the astral. You may be aware of your generous emotions resonating in your field. Moving into the first subplane of the astral. The frequency of the higher self. You may have a flash of insight or awareness as your higher self resonates with the higher self subplane. Bringing your awareness up one subplane to the seventh subplane of the mental. See if you can observe and notice the shift in awareness as you move into the mental plane. The seventh subplane holds our agreements for the cells of our bodies, how our bodies are structurally organized. Moving awareness to the sixth subplane of the mental. The body's processes, the organs and the systems and how they function are organized here. At one level, we are all one body. At another level, we're distinct and unique. The beautiful paradox. Moving up to the fifth subplane of the mental, you may feel right at home. Your concrete intellect is resonating with this subplane that houses the frequencies of our concrete intellects. The fourth subplane of the mental brings us into the higher mind. Genius type thinking happens here. Think Einstein, Tesla, some of our scientific discoveries. Happens through this subplane. Within individuated awareness. The fourth subplane is the last subplane in mind with form. We now move into formless mind. See if you can notice the distinction as we move to the third subplane of the causal. Belief systems are formed here. They're manifest through your individuated awareness, but they are formed here. Karma is cataloged and held here. And soul awareness shines into the causal. Is as far down as it will go into the individuated essence. Never in the mental, never in the astral, never in the etheric. Moving up to the second subplane of the causal, simply a different iteration or frequency carrying the same properties with belief system, soul awareness, karma. And moving up to the first subplane of the causal. Same properties, higher frequency. Now, migrating awareness up into the seventh subplane of the buddhic. seeing if you can notice that shift in frequency as we migrate from the causal to the buddhic, the foundations of group consciousness. Now moving awareness back down to the first subplane of the causal. Say hello to any belief systems that you might be carrying that are impacting in any way the illness that you're exploring, or the physical issue that you're exploring, and any of its etheric, physical, astral, mental, or causal implications. And invite those belief systems to shift and evolve to support your wellness. This is not a thinking exercise. This is an allowing exercise. So you invite the work and you rest in the awareness that you are doing what is needed. You may have some form of awareness of shifts taking place. You may feel or sense things happening. You may see energy moving behind your eyes. You may experience nothing. Validate the work. Be with the process. Moving to the second subplane of the causal. Same process. Invite any belief systems that are resonating with the issue or illness that you're exploring in this class to light up, to shift, to evolve. Validating whatever you sense, sitting in awareness, allowing the work to flow. Moving your awareness to the third subplane of the causal. Same task. Allowing belief systems to emerge and shift to support your wellness, your well-being, your experience of your wholeness. Leaving formless mind, we will step our awareness down to the fourth subplane of the mental, where the geniuses create. The fifth subplane of the mental, where the concrete intellect resonates, the sixth subplane of the mental, where the systems and structures of our body are held together in collective agreement. In the seventh subplane of the mental, where the cellular structures of our body are held in collective agreement. Moving down to the first subplane of the astral, the higher mind, say hello to that, I'm sorry, the higher self. Say hello to the higher self. Let it know you'll be back. We'll be looking at this in more detail. Second subplane of the astral, where your generous emotions emerge. You might feel that resonating flow of love and compassion and grace. And the third subplane of the astral, where you hang out most of the time. So take a moment or two and pat your body. Perhaps notice your breathing for a second or two so that you start connecting into your inner processes, your inner workings, your physicality. Perhaps make a note of the emotion you're feeling, the thought you're thinking. Run a bunch of energy. Cut off your old grounding cord and put down a new one and be with who you are now. Your expanded awareness that informs your experience now. Wasn't that fun?